This is Wade Rathman with the Chief Organizer's Report on Seeing Steel and Homestead Anew. I can remember driving into Pittsburgh decades ago when the belching smoke of steel mills was the clouds in the gray and overcast sky. Having the Acorn Canada staff in Pittsburgh offered an opportunity these days to not only see real clouds, but to also have them see something more than the great restaurant and bar scene of Carson Street on the south side. Hardly 100 yards from our hotel was a riverfront biking and walking trail along still active rail lines. We were driven a few blocks from Carson to see the trail and an impressive monument that was built by all the building trades unions that had worked at the mills in memory of the forges that once burned there. The erector set construction looked almost like it belonged on the Transformer movie set, but was now guarding the bike trail that runs more than 200 miles to Washington, D.C. Lloyd Cunningham is a longtime Homestead City Council president, Acorn member and supporter, and we could not have asked for a better guide to the famous Knights of Labor and Amalgamated Iron and Steel Union's 1892 strike against the Homestead steel mills owned by Andrew Carnegie and managed by Henry Clay Frick, both major industrialists and robber barons of the time and later putative philanthropists of a sort. The battle near the bridge was decisively won by the union members and the thousands of townspeople who came to the river to support them, but the war, tragically, was won at the time by these union busters who refused to recognize the union. Cunningham noted that many, including the History Channel and some of his shows, count this strike as one of the top 10 historical events that made the United States what it is today. The buildings overlooking the river and the water tanks had stood since those times. They, like a huge printing press across the street near the USS Steel offices, overlooking the battleground are still standing, too large and expensive to move. Our morning included a look at the social enterprises, including a building rehab and a future Fairgrinds coffee house at Baker Street in Central Homestead, and a printing operation recently opened in a co-working space converted from an old school in West Homestead that Anew has organized to create both jobs and the funding for community organizing in the area. Mary Ellen Deckard, Anew's executive director and formerly the regional organizer for Pittsburgh Acorn, laid out her vision and the hard work ahead for members to create a funding base in coming years. If they can create the self-sufficiency they're trying to forge here with these projects, she may be right. And like the vestiges of the steelmakers, they will then be impossible to move as well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.